You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, September 28th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
We are your local mortgage experts, and we're here to help you build a strong financial blueprint, 1 week and one show at a time. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guests that we have on the show. You can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And in studio, again, a first-time guest on our show is Tracy Warren of InSpark Co-working LLC. Grow your business by creating community. Tracy, thank you so much for joining us today.
You bet. I'm so excited to be here.
And a little bit about Tracy. Tracy believes community is the key to success in life and business. So true. As community creator and connector, InSpark Co-working was exactly the right business for her to open. Every day, she gets to connect with others and support women in business hands-on. And it's so much more than that. She is a rapid supporter of loving truth teller. She's excited to cheer you on when you are successful and encourage you when you need a little gentle nudge. Most days, you will likely find her quoting some random movie line, breaking into song based on our conversation, or laughing out loud at something she found funny. Ultimately, Tracy believes that we are better together, and co-working is just one part of that. Nice bio.
I was going to say, I love that bio, Tracy. That's awesome.
I'm pretty amazing.
Bam.
Now that's the truth. I love it. And drop the mic.
And we're done. We're wrapping up. So grow your business by creating community. I love that too. That's a great philosophy. How do you build your community, Tracy?
Well, I build my community because I take care of the people around me. I mean, that's really what I do. I'm all about making connections. As Heidi was talking, I was like, who could I introduce Heidi to? Who is connected to dental hygienists? That's just, when I say we're better together, that's what I try to live every single day.
And so true. And that's why when I'm connecting in all the businesses that I do, one-on-one is not as much fun is connecting in groups. And that's why I love the studio and having everybody here during all of our different segments, is because you guys were already networking before we started the show. And I know that you're already connected and going to continue that networking. And yes, you're a natural networker because you went right into that, Tracy. So Tracy, let's talk about your favorite thing that you do at work.
One of the favorite things I do at work, especially when I'm having a hard day, because, you know, running a brick and mortar isn't easy, is to sit back and watch the people connect who didn't know each other except for InSpark.
Yeah. And that's, again, why I love this show and the platform, is because we get to, as the host and co-host, Keelan and I get to watch the connecting and the relationships, not just in business, but the friendships that come together. And yeah, what a blessing to be doing that all day, every day in your type of work.
Yesterday, someone came up to me and said, okay, we need a happy dance room. And I said, what are you talking about? And really what he was just sharing that he got a new contract. And so he wanted to share that and do a little happy dance. So we talk about high fives and hugs.
Love it.
Apparently we need to add happy dances.
I love the happy dance room.
You'll hear me and Tina just randomly being like, whoop, whoop, all whoop, of a sudden, or like, you know, just yelling and just happiness, because we just encourage each other and have fun. And you got to have fun. Life's short.
Victoria, behind the scenes, I hear everywhere we go, sometimes she probably looks at us like,
these two are crazy.
You guys are crazy.
So what does growing your community have to do with your business growth?
There are a lot of ways that micro entrepreneurs, micro businesses need support that regular businesses don't need. And so that's part of what we do, is making sure that small businesses, micro businesses, get connected to the resources that they need.
Yeah, because when you're doing it all on your own, or you're a solo entrepreneur, or a very, very small team, having that camaraderie, the service, the everything that you need, and the support. So how does co-working help business owners?
Co-working helps business owners in a number of ways. One is it can get you out of your own head. If you're used to working from home, it's very isolating. You need to be around people, like Heidi mentioned, that's part of it, that I have live people that I can talk to about my squirrel brain ideas that I come up with. And just having people around makes such a huge difference. And the change of scenery can do amazing things for your creativity as well.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Tracy, I was a financial advisor and then in the mortgage business, me and Tina can work wherever we want. Even if I stay in Seattle, I leave my house every day. I get dressed every day. I cannot stay there. And, I dress the part for the day to get my mindset right. So and then we bounce off of each other constantly and have that kind of accountability for each other. And it just pushes you. And when you got Tina here, how do you not be inspired by that?
So I know.
Now, let me ask you, is co-working for working or is it for networking?
I'm so glad you asked me that question. And the answer is really, it's for both.
Uh-huh.
We have created a new question in our space. It's, are you interruptible? Because there's those of us who work there all the time. We got really comfortable with one another. And so we would interrupt each other just like coworkers interrupt each other all day. And that can cause problems. So we do networking. We have events where networking is built in, and we have built-in time during the day where you can be interruptible, but mostly we're working.
Yes.
People will say to me, I won't get anything done there. And I'm like, the rest of us are working. So I'm not really sure what you think you're going to be doing when you're there, but my guess is it's probably working as well.
Yeah. Well, in my space, definitely there's not the interruptions. I believe as a time management and business efficiency coach, you have to set up your boundaries. But also in time blocking, when are the times that you're going to get together and strategically network? Because that answer is all of above. I mean, you really need to have both. You have to have a space to where you're working and really staying focused on the task at hand. And you have to be able to be connecting and networking, because just as you said, that's where the inspiration comes from. That's where the aha moments come from. That's where the singing and dancing and all the great stuff that's going to be happening in your happy room comes from. So true, Tracy. So what is nurturing your network?
Nurturing your network is those little ways that we take care of one another.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it was Marcel Allen, who's been on the show before,
yeah.
It was her birthday. I got to work early Monday and blew up a whole bunch of balloons and put them in her office because I knew that that would make her day.
Yeah.
Or making sure that there's Irish breakfast tea for the guy who likes Irish breakfast tea.
Love it.
So I want to do that for others, and I teach other people how to do that for each other as well.
Yeah.
And
I want to go check out her place, go work over there. Oh, we got a full team over at the office in full, but that sounds like a lot of fun. Other different business professionals.
We'd kill the dance room.
We would kill the dance room, 100%.
So men have challenges in business as well, but what is the biggest challenge that you see for women in business, Tracy?
You have more challenges than women.
More, yeah, probably more. Same. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, probably more.
I think, honestly, women get wrapped up in the roles that they take on. Their wife, their mom, their this and that. And I think that a lot of times it leads to mediocrity. I know that when I turned 40, I looked at who am I, and I said all those things. I'm a wife and I'm a mom, but who am I as a business owner? And if I don't know, then I don't know how other people can help me and support me. And I think that when women look at what is possible if, everything can change.
Yeah. Yeah. Love the word of possibility. So, Tracy, how can you be an advocate better for one another?
I think just listening better and giving people the benefit of the doubt. Like I said, or I haven't said this today, but there's so many things that separate us if we allow them to. You can have Democrats and Republicans and Christians and atheists and men and women, and you can find ways to divide us. But the more we come together and look toward the needs of other people,
yeah,
that's like connection's going to win every single time.
Definitely. And I always say, listen, this is what you just said, ask questions of what they're doing around listening to possibly if there's a problem or a challenge, and then give your advice and how you might be able to support them in that process.
I've actually gotten really good at asking for permission before mm-hmm. I give advice. That's something I've been working on
good.
Quite a bit. Mm-hmm. If I know you, I might say, can I offer you a reframe?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, quit saying I can't or I shouldn't or blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Tracy, let me ask you, what has been one of your biggest successes in your business up to date?
The fact that it's been almost 2.5 years and I still am fighting.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's been, I did not imagine that it would be as challenging as it is.
Mm-hmm.
In King County, there are 85 co-working spaces, and in Snohomish County, there are 2. So what that means is I say that I own a co-working space to people, and they give me this look like I'm talking a foreign language. So the fact that I'm still open and growing.
Love that.
And I'm sane and still smiling.
Yeah.
I'll take that as a success for today.
Yes, huge success. So from that challenge those first 2 years, what have you taken out of lessons learned from the challenge or things that you've really been able to help that's going to move you towards continuing to build on the success of your business, Tracy?
A couple things, but primarily just learning how to talk about co-working in a way that's relatable to people. Uh-huh. And building those advocates so that it's not always me that has to be talking about my own business.
Yeah.
Those two things really help.
So if you were doing a 10, 20 second commercial on what it is, what would you say to somebody?
I tell people it's like a gym membership, but for office space. And like a gym membership, it only works when you use it.
I love that. That is good.
Great analogy. Uh-huh. I like that. So, Tracy, we only have a couple minutes left here, but 1 minute, unfortunately. But I'd love for you to give a takeaway to our listeners who are listening to you today and anything that you'd like to share as far as advice or about your business or anything you'd like to leave resonating.
Sure. Ultimately, people talk about whether they're B2B, like business to business or business to consumer. But I would just invite you to look at businesses as P2P. That we're people doing business with other people.
I like that.
Oh, that's really good. I love that, Tracy. Tracy, thank you so much for coming in and look forward to having you visit us in studio again. And if you're listening and want to connect with Tracy, please call the show at 1-855-400-1150 or go online at themoneyhour.com. Coming up next in the Money Hour, does your business need a best friend? Julie Porter of J. Porter Business Services right here on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.